Welcome to Marketing for the Sales Guy, a podcast that aims to share marketing ideas that salespeople can use, but also hopefully will be relevant to B2B marketers that want to see sales results from their marketing efforts. Welcome to today's show. No guest today, a solo episode on the subject of sales and marketing alignment. It's one of those topics that is important, but I'm sure people roll their eyes at because everybody talks about it. You read it, you hear it in conversations all the time, especially when we talk about ABM. Everybody, I think, knows it's a good thing, but everybody knows it's not easy to achieve. I remember many years ago when my sales boss, who was the marketing director at the time, decided we needed better alignment between sales and marketing. His idea was to move the marketing team into the sales area so that we could interact. It was great. There was lots of chat, getting to know each other, a little humor. However, that was in the morning. By the afternoon, we hated each other. This was in the days of sales calls. So marketing basically complained that they were not getting any work done because of the noise of the salespeople shouting down the phone. Many of the salespeople, I must admit, were rehearsing scenes out of sales classic movies like Glengarry Glen Ross. So sales complained that the quietness of the marketing team also ruined the atmosphere for sales calls. Maybe that's a silly old-fashioned example of poor sales and marketing alignment, but there are still challenges today. And so how do we go about solving those problems? Well, there are two interesting articles I read this week that provide some of the answers. One was from HubSpot, one was from Salesforce. I think I'll kind of talk about those a little bit, then I'll give my own take. Firstly, the HubSpot article is good, but I had my eyes rolling from the beginning. They call sales and marketing alignment smarketing. I'm sure that's an expression people have heard before. Now, maybe it's because I'm a sales guy. I just don't like that. The marketing word is too dominant. I think it should be sales-cutting. Maybe not. Maybe that sounds worse. Anyway, I guess there lies one of the problems right from the outset on this particular topic. People do come at this from different directions, whether you're in sales or whether you're in marketing. Anyway, on to the article. I have to give some credit to the writer, Carolina Samsing from HubSpot. I think she writes an interesting article. She provides really a kind of checklist of suggestions to improve sales and marketing alignment. The first one is to meet regularly. Well, sharp intake of breath. I won't be writing that one down. I think that's a little obvious. But the second one was more interesting. She talked about marketing helping to onboard new sales. So I think that sounds like a good idea. If there's a way that marketing can help new salespeople, particularly get early results, if marketing can play a role in that, I think that gets the relationship off to a good start and gets both teams aligned. She makes another point about attending events together. I think that sounds good in theory, but really it has to kind of suit both parties. I imagine sales are more interested in looking for new prospects at events, whereas marketing, you know, might be more interested in engaging with existing customers. So if there's a way of combining that, I think that's a good idea. She also mentions a point about creating team communications, and she makes a point about using email. I think we probably all get enough email, so I don't know whether coming up with an idea to generate more email, whether it is team emails, is a good idea. But maybe using more collaborative platforms like Teams would be a better idea. The next point she makes, I think, is a better one. It's really about co-creating content, whether on Google Docs or actually having brainstorming sessions. I mean, I think that's a great idea. I imagine sales will leave most of that to marketing to write up and provide, but I think it's a great idea for collaboration. The other idea she talks about is probably a little bit more obvious as well. It's coordinating marketing campaigns between the two teams, at least making sales aware of some of the details. I mean, I think that's always a good thing. She also talks about sharing goals, and she makes some suggestions about maybe using metrics like conversion rates or lead values. I think this is a little trickier to come up with a kind of artificial measurement that both sales and marketing can align on. I think the only really one that they can really share is revenue for the business. I think sales are only concerned with closing deals and the value of closed deals. I think if there's a way of attributing or recognizing, you know, the role of marketing to that, then I think you use that measure, you know, deal size, where some attribution for marketing is given. So I think that's the best idea there. The next idea she had, I thought, was a really good one. She talks about showcasing your sales team. So really here she's talking about marketing, ghostwriting blogs, maybe interviewing salespeople, making them thought leaders. And I think that's a really interesting idea. I do think salespeople should be doing a lot of that themselves. But I think if marketing are willing to make their salespeople thought leaders and help them with that process, I think that's a great idea. She also mentions marketing listening in on sales calls to be able to help. Depending on the industry, I think that's kind of maybe not so possible these days. I think most kind of sales communications probably takes, certainly in B2B, takes place over emails. Whether you have somebody watching over somebody's shoulder writing emails, I'm not sure about. But I think the idea of collaborating on a sales call or a meeting is a better idea. So if marketing were able to participate in meetings, and maybe not just listen in, but actually engage in the meeting would be a good idea. And I think that would help. She also talks about sales enablement resources. This could be a massive part of alignment, I think, helping sales formalize everything, you know, we've kind of just talked about, providing a platform so that maybe you can host or manage or distribute a lot of the information and a lot of the content that sales need. I think that's a really good idea. I think there are companies like Seismic that do a great job in that area. So I think that's good. The last point she makes is really about having fun and getting to know each other, old-fashioned relationship building. I think humor is an invaluable part of that process. So, yeah, I think that's a really good point as well. Now, the second article is from Salesforce. So pretty neat. One from HubSpot, one from Salesforce. This one is taken from their Dreamforce conference a few years ago. So we have to give a shout out to Jill Rowley, who did the talk there. Jill is recognized as a sales guru within the whole social selling space. So this is more of a sales lens we are looking at through this article. She talks about marketing doesn't just need to serve up leads and sales close them. Again, I won't be writing that one down. That's a little obvious. But she does talk about how the customer has changed things as they have all the information now and they're in control. So marketing need to know more about sales and sales need to know more about marketing to understand the customer better. So this is pretty much what I preach. So this is not particularly clever, obviously. Jill suggests maybe to understand the client better, it's better to do that through social selling. So specifically, she talks really about social, giving us the identity of a client, showing their interests, and providing the channel to establish relationships. So that's where marketing can maybe help understand customer behavior better and help sales with that, generate content to meet the interests that prospects have, and to help sales access those channels to enable the connection to take place. So in this form, you know, marketing is basically enabling social selling, which is really helping sales, you know, quite a practical point of view. So I think both of these articles are good and offer good advice. Both focus a little bit about how marketing can help sales. Maybe we should consider the other side of how sales can really help marketing too. But I think part of that answer really comes from sales providing feedback that emerges from, you know, successful sales. My take on this, I think it pays to be genuine and not pretend to be aligned on the same side. I think there are some fake sales or marketing alignment out there. I think we all know we should be aligned, that it's best and accepted business practice. So nobody really wants to call it out when it's not there. I suggest being honest with your communication. Don't pretend to be aligned if you're not. There's nothing worse than being in a meeting with everybody nodding their heads, but you know not everybody really agrees. I think it's fair to call out disagreements, talk about them. Don't all pretend to be aligned if you're not. Call it out and say why, and maybe offer solutions. To be truly aligned requires honesty, I think, from both parties. The second thought I had on this is that there are actually differences between sales and marketing. I don't think people should downplay that and pretend we're all the same. Embrace those differences. Don't pretend to be the same. The us and them mentality can actually be quite a positive thing. You can make fun of that kind of difference, I think. And I think that all helps. You're all on the same team, looking for the same company result, but there can still be differences. In team sports, take rugby, for example, nobody succeeds on their own. I mean, that's the ultimate team sport. You all have to collaborate. But then there are differences between players. There are forward players and there are backs. And there's a lot of humor about the differences between those two different teams. Some are real, some are perceptions possibly, like the forwards are bigger and slower and the backs don't work as hard and never get their shirt dirty. But they make it a fun distinction. And I think that's a good thing to have this distinction, but actually call it out and make fun of it. The third aspect I suggest is that tension is a good thing. So a bit of competition is good between the two teams as well. Just as long as it's honest and respectful competition, not win at any cost. Being a bad loser these days seems to be a celebrated because that makes you a winner. But I think that's a bad thing within a team. Giving recognition and credit to others in a competitive environment, I think that helps team bonding. Again, if you use the rugby analogy, everybody wants to be the one that scores the try or scores the points, and you do your best to do that. But if someone else in the team is the one that ends up doing it, then you give them credit. So I guess in summary, I'm all for genuine sales and marketing alignment, not fake alignment just because it's trendy and pretend that you have it. I'm also for not being afraid of differences, but making fun of them. Don't take them too seriously. And I'm all for friendly competition. I think that provides the little motivation that we all need. So you can have all of those things, I think, and have a really successful and honest and sales marketing alignment. And I think that's really what we should be aiming for. Well, that's it for this podcast. I'll provide links to the articles in the show notes, but I hope you enjoyed the program. So thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, do share. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. If you want to access other podcasts and related articles, you can visit us at omjmedia.com. That's omjmedia.com. Until next time, bye-bye.